Beta, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion 1-7. And this Mishnah will discuss the grinding up of spices and rock salt for use on Yom Tov. It's forbidden on Shabbos as a malacha to do the malacha of tochen. Tchina is the grinding of wheat. And a tolda of that, one of the subcategory, if you will, of tchina, of grinding, is shchika, is the grinding up spices into a smaller, you know, into a powder for use. Think, for example, taking dried garlic and making garlic powder, for example. So, grinding up wheat is forbidden on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos, even though it's for the sake of making food, because there's no reason why you can't grind wheat before Yom Tov. Having flour, it's just as good if it was today's ground or yesterday's ground flour. No advantage to freshly ground flour. In contrast, when it comes to grinding up your spices, so certainly they oxidize and lose their potency. The flavor goes away if you grind it and leave it there. And therefore, it was much better to have freshly ground spices. And think, for example, how you want freshly ground coffee, etc. And that being the case, the rabbis were lenient and allowed people to grind spices on Yom Tov under certain conditions. And that is the topic of our Mishnah. What conditions is it permitted to grind as spices? And also salt. Salt, grinding up rock salt. And the Mishnah here is imagining salt that you mine from the ground. So it comes out like as these halite crystals. They're like large globs of like crystals of salt that you ground to a powder. So that too, should normally would be forbidden, as much as salt. Really could grind it before if you wanted to, but since everyone needs salt, they were lenient and let people do a shchika, grinding of salt, under certain conditions. Again, what those conditions are the discussion of our Mishnah. Now, the way these things were normally grounded is with a mortar and pestle. Mortar and pestle, if you haven't seen what it is, think of these are made out of stone. That's important for our Mishnah. It's like a little, the mortar is kind of like a stone basin or cup. It's like a basin shaped the size of a cup, if you will. And the pestle is like a kind of like a stick, a crushing stick that you use to grind up spices. I think many pharmacies use the mortar and pestle as a symbol for themselves today because they ground spice in the good old days. So that's how it's normally done with this stone mortar and pestle. So our Mishnah says, Mishnah Zayin, Beishame omrim tavlin nidochen b'madoch shel eitz. They say you are allowed to grind up your spices. And you can even use a mortar and pestle, but you can't use a stone one. The usual one you'd use is of stone. You have to use a wooden one, a madoch, which is like the mortar part of it. You'd use or pestle for that matter. You use a wooden one instead of a stone one. That's a small shinui, but it's a sufficient shinui to indicate that you are aware that it's Yom Tov, and this is restricted, and you can do it only in small quantities. Everyone's going to agree you couldn't do it in large quantities. That's just for today's use. In contrast to what goes on with wheat, which normally is done in large quantities, and that in fact is how the Ran and Rosh learned the difference between why no wheat, but yes, spices to be ground. V'hamelech, as far as grinding of rock salt, so then they say Beis Shammai says that a small shinui is not good enough. You have to do a b'fach uve'etz ha'parur. You have to use a pach, which is, instead of using the mortar made of stone, you have to use one made out of clay. Clay, of course, is rather easily broken, and therefore to be gentle, etc. It's a big shinui. You have to do it much less intensely. The version that I have my Mishnah in front of me, it says uve'etz ha'parur, which would mean, essentially, ha'etz ha'parur, which means basically like a spoon you'd stir a dish to stir the pot with. The point is you're crushing the salt with like the spoon, the mixing spoon, and not with a proper pestle. So it's definitely a significant shinui. The version that the Bar Tanura has doesn't say uva eitz parur, but rather o be eitz parur. So according to the Bar Tanura, your significant shinui to deviate from the normal way of grinding up the salt would be either to use a clay mortar or to use a wooden stirring spoon. Now, Beis Hillel is more lenient. Beis Hillel omrim tavlin nidochen kadarkan, b'madoch shel evin. Beis Hillel say when it comes to grinding spices, since there's a good reason you don't want to do it before Yom Tov and you don't do it in large quantities, you're allowed to do it in the normal way, meaning with a stone mortar and pestle, that's totally fine. We'll see later on that to use like a if you're making like say taking pepper to pepper, a peppercorn into pepper to pepper, so then you can't use like the pepper mill. That would be considered uvn dochol, like a weekday activity. But to use the normal for small quantities, mortar and pestle to grind it up, that would be acceptable. No shini required, because like I said before, you need the spices. V'hamelach, when it comes to salt, you really could have done it before. B'madoch shel eitz, there we require, this hill requires a small shinui, a small deviation from the norm, meaning you have to use, let's say, a wooden mortar and pestle instead of a stone one. So it's a little bit different. The halacha is like Beis Hillel, but even more lenient, meaning not only do you need no shinui at all for grinding up spices, leaving the mill, pepper mill aside, but a mortar and pestle would be fine, even the stone ones. You also, for salt, can use a small shinui, a very small shinui. So yes, you could use wood, a wooden pestle, for example, as the Mishnah suggests. But you could also just take a regular stone, mortar and pestle, and hold it on its side, and that would also be sufficient, a sufficiently significant, although albeit minor, shinui to allow for the grinding of rock salt on Yom Tov.